The Invitation by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes, without cautioning us to be careful, be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you're telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul. I want to know if you can be faithless and therefore be trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it is not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand on the edge of a lake and shout to the silver of the full moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done for the children. It doesn't interest me who you are, how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. This poem, The Invitation, has been hugely transformative for me over the last, 15 years. There are so many phrases in that, and I will put a link to it in the show notes. I encourage you to read it. Read it out loud to yourself. Notice what pulls off the page, what strikes your heart, what lifts you up, what opens you up. There is so much here to play with. It is really a extraordinary bit of brilliance. And for me, the impetus to come onto this mic and to do these morning messages is really about the last phrase. And it's speaking to myself and to you. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself, and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. As we mature, as we get older, as we wake up, as we grow up, we must turn inward, tap into our own soul force, and get to know ourselves, and at some point truly like the company that we keep in those empty moments. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing with me and engaging with me. Please reach out. hello@carabradley.net. I'd just like to know that you're out there and who you are. That's about it. Have a wonderful day. Take care.